Not exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, they did not play well. So, but a win is a win, and it's time to move on. Yeah.
Yeah. You
but,
won.
That's right. That's all. It counts,
they don't do style points in the NFL.
They do not.
Right. They do style points on the collegiate level. So I went through three points that I feel are common threads in the first four games for Penn State. I went through slow starts. The last three games, the second possession of the game that Penn State had the ball, they were already down two scores in all three. I went through giveaway takeaway and went through red zone with eight touchdowns and 19 tries in the red zone. Would those be the three that you would hit on? Is there anything else? Is there something in there I've missed?
Well, there's a lot. They would be at the top. I mean, those three at the top. You know, you can't week after week be behind by two scores early. I mean, this past week, 18 minutes into the game, Penn State was down 24-3.
Right.
And that's a really, really tough way to live as a college football team. And that's gotta stop. I mean I don't understand it. I don't think in talking to the players or James Franklin, I don't know if they even have a handle on why they've been off to such slow starts in every game.
Yeah.
You know, back in 16, I remember they were a second-half team, but this is different. I mean, you know, this is completely different, especially the last 2 weeks trailing by three touchdowns at halftime against teams that you figure they're at least equal or better than. So I don't know, Steve. I don't know where that would begin to be addressed, but they have to start better. There's no doubt about that. Red zone is a big issue, you know, especially those last
two,
especially, but even the one before that, there was, I guess it is the last two. Yeah, I'm trying to think in my head here. There was one, I guess, early in the fourth quarter where they had a first down at the seven, and the running plays just didn't gain anything. And the other one you mentioned was turnovers. You can't turn the ball over, and you know the last. Let's not even count Maryland, the Indiana game, and the Nebraska game. Obviously, Indiana was a 1-point game. Last the Nebraska game was a 7-point game, and the opponents turned two turnovers into 10 points, which you just can't, it just can't happen if you want to win football games.
And what's interesting is that these have been, you know, you win 42 games over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
These are constants where, you know, James is always preaching to his team. I hear him every practice. Have to be the team that makes the fewest mistakes. Protect the ball. You know, and on and on and on. These are things Penn State's done. They've been good in the red zone. They've been good getting off, you know, after 16, let's face it, 17, 18, 19, Penn State's been good at getting off to good starts in the last 3 years. And the turnover thing, they had over 100 points off of takeaways last year. I mean, everything this particular year is 180 of what we've seen. That's why when I sit back, I mean, I'm stunned. I don't know about you, but I'm stunned.
I'm stunned. Stunned it may not even be the right word. I don't even know. The last 2 weeks, I'm sitting there watching. You know, I was at Beaver Stadium 9 days ago for the Maryland game, and that one is still, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it because I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. This past game, after they kind of gained their footing, and after it was 24-3, and after the James Franklin decided to go with Will Levis at quarterback, most importantly, they gained traction. They looked much better. They still had the red zone issues, but at least like everything, the whole operation seemed better on both sides of the ball. Obviously, they have a very tough decision with the quarterback position. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes.
Nope.
But it's, I mean, you know, Sean Clifford, as I wrote in my column today, kid has put his body on the line for this team and this program. He's been the first to stand up and accept blame for when he think, even when he made mistakes that we didn't even think about. And he's a team captain. But you also need efficient and decisive play from the quarterback position. And Will Levis gave that to Penn State on Saturday.
He did. Here's the other mystifying part. You know, normally statistically you can look at certain stuff. You gained 488 against Indiana. You gained 501 against Nebraska. So between the 20s, although the big plays have not always been there. That's something that Penn State has thrived on, big plays. They haven't always been there. Some of these drives have been 4 or 5 minutes and so forth. But between the 20s, they've moved it, and then the stalling happens because 501 and 30 first downs are big numbers. You usually don't lose with those numbers.
Well, I think it was Matt Brown from The Athletic who came up with the number after Indiana and also Saturday after the Nebraska game. They are the only two Penn State games since 2000 that Penn State has gained, I think, 450 yards and has limited the opponent to under 300, and they're the only two games that Penn State has lost.
I know. It's amazing.
It's hard to fathom that you look at the yardage and, okay, maybe it wasn't there against Ohio State and certainly Maryland, but those two games, you're just like, how, you know, when you look at the yardage, you're like, and you're right, the first downs, 30 first downs, you're like, how'd they lose that game? Well, they lost it because they gave Nebraska 10 points on turnovers and because
right.
of the red zone issues. And, you know, unless, you know, you mentioned three problems, and there are probably more, and never mind, not probably, there are more. But
right.
if they don't get
two of those three issues
straightened
right.
out,
right.
you know, they could be in for a really, really long season.
Yeah, I mean, I took what I thought were the three primary ones and went from there.
You know,
after that, I think you've got to be a coach to sit there and then go through and nitpick the other stuff. I just took the three primary ones. I mean, that's all I'm smart enough to do. So, what's it been like watching? You had to watch this one on TV, Rich. So what kind of view? You've always had that view of sitting in the box. What was it like to get that view, and what did it do for your thought process of watching the team play from that view?
It's a surreal feeling after doing this for as long as I've done it, to cover the road games from my basement here, and you know, it's okay, you know, and in these times I certainly understand why. I have no issue with not being able to travel. I'm fine with it. But it's very surreal because you can't really see the Penn State sideline, and you don't know what's, you know, you're normally when you're at a game and these things kind of unravel, like, okay, you know, is Will Le- like I didn't we didn't know is Will Levis warming up, is he not warming up, is you know, Tariq Castro Fields was in uniform, didn't play, well, is he okay, is he not okay, like those kinds of things. They're the things that you miss from being at home and not being at the game in person. But the things that were going through my mind on Saturday were just, I can't believe this is happening again. Not that they were going to lose the game, but that they fell behind by 24-3. You're just like, wait a minute, what? You know, and that's what I'm getting from fans, and I'm sure you are too. Is what's going on? There's something wrong, and I could just tell you what's going on in the field. I am not in the locker room, obviously, or on the practice field.
Right.
But it makes no sense. You know, I didn't see this coming at all.
No, I didn't even remotely come close to seeing this. I said on the show, I think it was last Monday, I said on the show, I said, look, I never in a million years saw this. I said, obviously, what I thought going in is 180 of how it's played out so far. It's not what I thought. I know it's not what Jack thought. And obviously for the team, it's not what they thought. Are you getting, through replays and so forth, a perspective? Because now you're locked into watching the TV every time. Are you getting something from the replays?
It's not great, especially Saturday when Nebraska's going tempo and they don't really have much. TV doesn't have time to show you much on replays.
Okay.
There are a couple things that maybe you can see, but really, you don't have that luxury like an ESPN or an ABC broadcast. For some reason, you just didn't see as many replays. Steve, I think it seems to me that last year's team, especially on defense, had a lot of leaders. And maybe I'm partial because one of them was Janet Johnson, who's from this area.
Mm-hmm.
There are guys on defense, and I don't want to mention names, that are good leaders, but I'm waiting for one of them to stand up and just say, hey, look, this is unacceptable. Collectively unacceptable. We've got to do a much better job. And maybe that's going on behind the scenes, but it doesn't feel that way watching this team. Maybe you have a different take on it than that.
This will be one that's difficult for me. In any other year, Rich, I could give you a really good handle on that. But I'm not allowed to be physically on the practice field.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not allowed to be physically out there with them. Like, I can't be standing there, because if I am, then I have to be tested every day and I have outside jobs. So it's not allowed. I'm not traveling with them. We're traveling commercial for the same reason. So I can't get a read on that like I could in the past. I mean, when you're out there, you can tell. I mean, you can tell, who's in charge, who's talking football, who's talking nonsense, things like that. You can tell all that, but, it's when you're not there that you can't answer that question because you don't know. And you try to answer as many questions. If you don't know, just say you don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I told my class today. Don't pretend you have answers you don't have.
That's what I mean. People are asking, fans are asking me, and, of course you got people going, from point A to point Z and saying this should happen or that should happen.
Right.
But I don't really, I can't get a grasp on it, of it. Like, what's wrong? There were some really good signs on Saturday, like the play of the offensive line, for example. With making the change, putting Caden Wallace in, and I thought the three running backs looked good. I thought they did a better job of pass protection. They ran the ball well. I thought Parker Washington, to me, in the fourth quarter, made some exceptional catches.
Yes, he did.
Keandre
Lambert Smith.
Yes, he did. Yes, especially right on the fourth down one. Right there, but that's what I'm saying. Like there were positive signs, but you're fighting. You're down three touchdowns that quick.
I know.
It's just like you're just. It's an uphill. It sounds cliche-ish, but it's an uphill battle the whole way. And sometimes you just. It's just not going to happen. And I don't know. It's just. I think one thing James did say after the game, and I think that is very accurate, they need, on defense, they need to make more impactful plays.
Yes.
Meaning tackles for loss.
Yes.
Sacks, tip passes.
Takeaways.
Takeaways, whatever. Pass breakups, like real pass breakups. They need to make more impactful plays. That's not happening. And that's not Penn State's defense MO from the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, they were making plays all the time, and like he said, they've been unable to to take opposing offenses out of rhythm, out of, you know, that yeah. kind of thing. But, you know, don't keep them on schedule, and that's what offenses yep. have been able to do. Now they mm-hmm. did a better job of it in the second half Saturday, of course,
because
Nebraska only had 95 yards. But right. that's what they need to do for these last five games, for sure.
Right, no question. In each of the last three games, when the Penn State offense walked onto the field for its second possession, they were already down two scores.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's a hard way to play. Then after that, they settle. After that, they settle into each game. You're like, you got to do it from the jump. You just can't boom. Hey, we're going to settle in now. Rich, thanks for commiserating.
Yeah. I mean, this is it's you know, somebody said, you don't have much to write about. I said, gee, yeah, I do, because this is.
Yeah.
But it's not something. I don't think anybody expected this. Anybody.
Nope.
At all. Anybody who follows this program expected this, and you know, they have five games to make something out of this season, and it'll be interesting to watch.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Hope to see you on Saturday.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.